Welcome back to the Torah. The parasha, or the portion called Bo, meaning go, tell Pharaoh. So here, Moshe interacting with Pharaoh, and an interlude in between the ninth plague and the final tenth plague, the killing of the firstborn. Moshe, from God, giving instructions for the night of the passing over, the Passover. Verse 21 today, Exodus 12. Then Moshe called for all the leaders of Israel and said, "Select and take lambs for your families and slaughter the Pesach lamb." Pesach, or Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop leaves and dip it in the blood which is in the basin and smear it on the two sides and top of the door frame. Again, the shape is foretelling of a future event in which the blood of the Lamb of God would be shed for the passing over of our lives and our salvation. Then none of you, he goes on in verse 22, then none of you is to go out the door of his house until morning. Rashi, again the medieval commentator on Torah, said this tells us that once the destroyer is given permission to destroy, he does not discriminate between righteous and wicked, and night is the time that destroyers are given permission. So the edict not to go out the door of his house until morning. Verse 23, for Adonai will pass through to kill the Egyptians. From the Midrash, an ancient teaching on this idea of Adonai passing through. It says, what is the meaning of "for the Lord will pass through"? God was like a king whose son went to a foreign land, the inhabitants of which warmly received him and crowned him as their king. When the king heard this, he said, "What honor can I bestow upon them for having exalted my son to be their king? I will call their country after the name of my son." After some time, they reviled the son of the king and reduced him to serfdom. The king then said, "I will revoke the honor I bestowed upon them and will march out in battle against them in order to save my son." Reminiscent, isn't it, of the teachings of Yeshua, the teachings of the kingdom of a king and his people who rejected his son. It reminds me that Yeshua would have been quite familiar, as a matter of fact, a rabbinic scholar, when it came to the ancient texts and the ancient commentaries that we call the Midrash today, giving credibility and giving creed to the fact that these ancient writings were received by him and used by him in his teachings. and the disciples as well. For Adonai will pass through to kill the Egyptians, but when he sees the blood on the top and on the two sides, Adonai will pass over the door and will not allow the slaughterer to enter your houses and kill you. Verse 24, you are to observe this as a law, you and your descendants forever. When you come to the land which Adonai will give you, as he has promised, you are to observe this ceremony. When your children ask you, what do you mean by this ceremony? Say, it is the sacrifice of Adonai's Pesach, or Passover, because Adonai passed over the houses of the people of Israel in Egypt when he killed the Egyptians, but spared our houses. The people of Israel bowed their heads and worshipped. So every year at Passover, we are instructed to teach our children what happened. An important way to pass on to the next generation the miraculous power of God in saving his people. Verse 28, then the people of Israel went and did as Adonai had ordered Moshe and Aaron. That is what they did. This is Torah 101 Daily.